singing this morning's song will go right along with what we have here this morning. Have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9 this morning. And we'll take time to read all these verses this morning the best we can. It's 13 verses here. I want you to try to find your place, if you will, 2 Samuel chapter 9. And read along with me. We'll stay right here this morning. We're not going to flip anywhere else in the Word of God. We're going to stay right here and just draw some thoughts out of this chapter this morning. I'm going to try to give you something encouraging if I can. Look here, if you would, 2 Samuel chapter 9. And as you're turning there, remember that David is the man of God here. David is the one that's spoken about here in this chapter. And I believe we got a great picture of our Savior as we read 2 Samuel chapter 9 again. Let's begin reading in verse 1. And David said, "Is there ye any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was in the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel and Lodabar." And King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Behold, thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant, that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. Now therefore thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, "According to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, saith the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants to Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Let's pray together and ask God to help us this morning. Father, thank you, God, for this wonderful day. God, the wonderful testimony that we have. Now, God, you're still real, and that you're still able. And God, we thank you for the wonderful songs that's been sung today. God, for this special song. God, we're going home one day. What a wonderful day that'll be. I pray, God, for the next few minutes, you'll help me to preach. God, that you'll give me clarity this morning. Help me, God, to make this just as clear as I possibly can. And, Father, I do the best I can, and we depend and rely upon the Holy Ghost to do the rest. I realize, God, this morning it's not my capabilities. It's not what I can do, but it's what God can do through His Word that will last for time and for eternity. And, Father, we pray this morning, if one's lost, undone without Jesus Christ, God, they would acknowledge your sin this morning. They would come and confess and repent of it. Put their faith in Jesus and be saved and have everlasting life. I pray, God, you'll bless and help and lead and guide and direct this morning. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. We're going to just draw a few verses out of this chapter this morning and try to get your mind going the same way I'm going. And my friend, this morning, to understand the message I'm going to preach to you, you've got to think on a spiritual basis. Now, this morning, is no matter how much we love it, you can't think about hunting. You can't think about fishing. You can't think about dinner that you're going to go home and eat. You can't think about who's in a hospital. You can't think about all the problems you're going to face at work tomorrow. You're going to have to sit here and ask the Holy Spirit of God to touch your heart, to touch your mind, to give you a spiritual insight about what's going on in this chapter this morning. I want to draw just two verses out this morning, verse 1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Here David said, "Hey, is there any more of Jonathan's family that I can show kindness to?" If you look here in the same verse, in verse 7, "And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake." Here David was met with his man for Mephibosheth. His name's hard to pronounce. If you can help me with that name, you help me. But here David was meeting with Mephibosheth. He said, "Mephibosheth, I want to help you. I want to be a blessing to you. I want to do something for you because of Jonathan. For Jonathan's sake, I want to show kindness to you." He said, "I want to go down to Lodabar. I want to find Jonathan's family. I want to show kindness to them for Jonathan's sake." My friend, this morning I want to try to preach to you for just a few minutes here, because of another. Here David said, "Because of Jonathan, I want to show Mephibosheth kindness. Because of Jonathan, I want to help Mephibosheth in his need. Because of Jonathan, I want to take care of Mephibosheth." And my friend, this morning, because of another, Jesus Christ died for our sins, and God shows his love to us, not because of who I am, and not because of who you are, but because of another, my friend, God has something to do with me and you. While ago, as Brother Jeff was singing, "I'm not going to be afraid to tell you that God spoke to my spirit, that God helped me, that God encouraged me, that God lifted me up just a little bit and showed me that things is going to be all right, my friend. And it's not because of how good I am. It's not because of how good you are. It's not because of how good Brother Jeff can sing. But because of another, God can meet with us and God can help us and God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or even think." My friend, I wanted you to know this morning, because of another, I've been lame since birth. I want you to look here if you would. We will turn one more place. 2 Samuel chapter 4. 2 Samuel chapter 4. You're real close to it. I want you to turn there so you can see this verse this morning. "Because of another, I became lame." And we'll see what this means here. In 2 Samuel chapter 4, let's look at first verse 4 together. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. "And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame on his feet." Now we know this is talking about Mephibosheth. Listen to what it says. "He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Zareel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as they made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth." Now, get the setting in the story. Here, this nurse was taking care of Mephibosheth, and word coming to her ear that the war was coming. And so the nurse took up Mephibosheth and started running for safety, started running for refuge, started running for help. And for somehow, in some way, she dropped Mephibosheth. He fell, and that fall, my friend, made him lame on his feet. In other words, he was helpless as far as using his legs. He couldn't go nowhere unless somebody took him. I want you to know, my friend, the Bible says, "Wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." I want you to know, I became lame because of another, because of Adam and Eve and their transgression against God. Because Eve was beguiled and she partook of that fruit. The serpent beguiled Eve and she bit into that fruit, and her eyes was open and she knew she was naked. And she knew she had sinned against God. And she offered to her husband Adam. And Adam willfully partook of that fruit and ate of that fruit so he could stay with his wife. And because of their sin, sin entered into the whole world, my friend. And we're born in sin. We're shaped in iniquities. The Bible says we come out of our mother's wombs speaking lies. I want you to notice this morning, because of another, I became lame at birth. We know there's an age of accountability. I don't know if it's 12, 8, 20. But I know when it's a young man or a young person realize they've sinned against a holy and righteous God, then they become accountable for their own sins. And then they have to repent of their sins, confess their sins, put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ for salvation. But here, my friend, because of another, Mephibosheth became lame on his feet. Because of another, we all became lame at birth. We're helpless in ourselves. My friend, I don't want to burst your bubble this morning, but if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, none of us could get to God. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ down on the cross of Calvary, none of us could get to God. None of us could go to heaven. None of us could be redeemed. None of us could be saved. None of us could be set free. None of us would be here this morning. We wouldn't be singing about the grace of God. We wouldn't be preaching the King James Bible this morning. Hey, my friend, we wouldn't have an altar this morning so people can come and give their hearts to Christ. Hey, but because of another, we can come to God. I want you to notice, my friend, because of another, we became lame at birth. I'm looking around. You know what we are? We're just a bunch of dirt. No doubt we're breathing, living, moving, but we're just a bunch of dirt. One that is flesh, that we pamper so much, that we fix up so much, we'll just turn back to dust. It'll just turn back to the ground from which it came. Here, because of another, we became lame at birth. Because of another, we inherited sin in our bodies. Because of another, we inherited a sinful death that we had to die and go to a devil's hell. I don't like to speak it. I don't like to preach it. I don't like to think about it. But, beloved, it's true. Because of who we are, we had to die and go to a devil's hell because of another. Here, Mephibosheth was lame because of another. But turn back, if you would, to 2 Samuel chapter 9. Because of another, he became lame. But because of another, he was loved. Notice what it says here in verse 1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Here David said, "Hey, Zibiah, is there any more of Jonathan's family that I can show kindness to?" And the servant thought about it for a few minutes. He said, "Yeah, hey, there's a young man down there in Lodabar. His name is Mephibosheth. And in other words, Lodabar means no bread. It means no pasture. It means no help. Here this man was in a place where there's no bread and no pasture and no help." And the King David said, "Hey, because of Jonathan, I want to love this boy." Hey, my friend, thanks to Jesus Christ, we're loved by God this morning. Because of another, I can go home this morning and say I'm loved. Not because of who I am. Thank God, not because of how good I can preach. Thank God it's not how good I can sing or how much money I can put in an offering plate or how many hours I can spend here at the church. But hey, thank God, because of another, we're loved by God this morning. Hey, thank God, because of Jesus Christ, I'm loved by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hey, thank God, because of Jesus Christ, I'm loved by the one who formed this world and spoke the world into existence and gave me life and breath. Hey, thank God, because of Jesus, Brother John, we're loved by God this morning. He said, "Hey, is there any of Jonathan's family that I can show kindness to, that I can love?" I tell you, beloved, if you know my life like I knew it, you wouldn't want to love me. If I knew your life like you knew it, I probably wouldn't want to love you. Thank God, because of another, we're loved this morning. The Bible says He loves us with everlasting love. But that means all eternity. That means there's not one thing that you've done that caused God to start loving you. He just loved you for Christ's sake. Hey, my friend, there's not one thing you can do, I believe, to stop God from loving you because He loves you for Christ's sake. And the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Hey, thank God, I'm one of them whosoever's. Hey, thank God, I got in the family of God through Jesus Christ. Hey, it's not because of who I am and what I can do. It's simply because of another that we're loved this morning. Isn't that wonderful this morning? Because of another, we're loved. Hey, I give you this, because of another, we've been lifted. Look here, if you would. In verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, "And the king said unto him, Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Michal of Amiel in Lodabar. And King David sent and fetched him out of the house. Here we know Lodabar means no bread, no pasture, no help. I want you to think about this. This man was lame on his feet. That means he couldn't move his legs. That means he couldn't walk. He couldn't run. He couldn't skip. He couldn't jump. He was lame on his feet because of another. But thank God, because of another, he's loved by King David. And here Mephibosheth is sitting in the chair down in Lodabar where there's no bread and no pasture and no help. And King David told his servant, he said, hey, go fetch him and bring him here. You know what they done? They couldn't just grab him by the hand and pull him along. They had to reach down and pick up Mephibosheth and carry him to the king. And thank God, because of Christ, we've been lifted out of the miry clay. Boy, if it was up to my life, it was up to who I was, I'd die and go to a devil's hell. But thank God, because of another, we're loved by God. And hey, thank God, because of another, we've been lifted up, my friend. I don't have to live in the sin I lived in. I don't have to go back to the places I used to be in. I don't have to be the person I used to be. Hey, thank God, when God saves you and Christ comes in and the Holy Spirit of God moves in, He lifts you up out of miry clay and sets your feet on a solid rock, establishes you going, put a song in your heart and praises upon your lips, and then you can go down the highways. You can go to Walmart. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to work Monday morning and say, hey, because of another, I've been lifted up by the Lodabar and brought into the king's palaces. Hey, because of another, I'm not the man I used to be. Because of another, you're not the person you used to be. I look around. I'm not going to point any fingers. I look around and see a bunch of people. I look around and see people that used to be drunks, but God come by and lift you up and took you out of that and put you in church. Well, you look at a pastor this morning. I'm not bragging. I wish I couldn't say this. I wish I didn't know nothing about it. But you're looking at a pastor this morning that used to be a drunk. You're looking at a pastor this morning that used to be a dope head. You're looking at a pastor this morning that used to take God's name in vain. You're looking at a pastor this morning that used to go to the dance halls and be loving. Here, if you would, 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7 and verse 10.
And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread. Thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am?" At least he knew what he was, folks. Hey, my friend, that's all we are this morning, is just a dead dog. Hey, but thank God, because of another, we have a life of leisure this morning. Look here, if you would, in verse 9. "And the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, 'I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth unto Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall eat, shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruit that thy master's son may have food to eat.' But Mephibosheth, the master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. What's going on here? Mephibosheth, there for a little while, had to worry about what he's going to eat, worry about where he's going to stay, worry about what's going to happen to him. But because of another, now Mephibosheth has a life of leisure. Hey, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Hey, but thank God, because of another, we have a life of leisure this morning. It's not as hard as it could be, my friend. No matter what you're going through, no matter what problems you have, no matter what sickness you had this morning, no matter what you're facing this morning, it's not as hard as it should be. It's not as hard as it could be. It's not as rough as it should be for us. Because of another, we have a life of leisure this morning. My friend, look at me for instance. I never owned a suit till I got saved. I've never owned a Bible till I got saved. I never knew what it was to have joy and peace till I got saved. I believe in a life of leisure. I'm living the best life I've ever had. I don't want to go back in sin. I don't want to go back in the world where I used to be. But I'm having the best life ever right now. But I'm enjoying the journey. Hey, I'm enjoying the journey. Hey, I've got a life of leisure now. Hey, Mephibosheth, he's not going to worry about if he's going to eat anything today. He's not going to worry about if someone's there to take care of him. He's not worried about where he's going to stay at night. Because of another, he has a life of leisure. Because of another, we've got a life of leisure today. I don't have to worry about tomorrow, because I've got a God that's already there. Ain't that something? I don't have to worry about next week. My God is already there. I don't have to worry about next month because God's already there. Hey, God's not limited by time. Hey, all we can do is face today and face right now. I don't even know if I'll be back tonight. I don't know if I'll be alive tonight. I don't know if I'll be here tonight. Hey, but thank God, I've got a God that knows the future, that knows the past, that knows the present. And my friend, nothing takes God by surprise. You know what David said? He said, "I've been young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor received begging bread." David had a life of leisure. In other words here, Mephibosheth had a life of leisure. It's not as hard as it should be. But the Bible said, "By the sweat of thy brow, you'll live." Now, we have bad days. You have bad days. I have bad days. We all have bad weeks. My friend, it's not as bad as it could be. It's not as bad as it could be. And remember, John was out visiting yesterday and was talking. He said, "There's always someone that's got it worse than you." And I believe, as they say down here in the South, that's the gospel truth. There's always someone that's got it worse than you. You don't believe that this morning, you go down there to Sunny Acres. You go down there to Mullins Nursing Home. You go down there to the ICU room in the hospital. You'll see somebody has it worse than you. Thank God, because of Jesus Christ, we have leisure this morning. We've got the privilege to come to church and hear God's word, go home and eat a good meal in the safety of our homes, spend time with our families, be able to come back to church tonight to worship God together. Well, it's not as bad as rough as it could be. If I got what I deserve, I'd be in jail this morning. I'd be in hell this morning. I got a life of leisure. I want to throw you this one more thing out real quick. Look here, if you would, in verse 11 and verse 13, the Bible says, "Then said Ziba to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servants, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. In verse 13, the Bible says, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table. Hey, my friend, not only because of another we've been lamed, because of another we've been loved, because of another we've been lifted, because of another we have a life of leisure, but hey, because of another, we've got a home of luxury this morning. Hey, we just live in a little mobile home out there on 1 acre of land, but thank God I've got a mansion in heaven, a street of gold, a wall of jaspers, a gates of pearl. Hey, the sea of crystal, and my Savior's there. My family's kinfolks is there. My friends is there. Church members is there. Hey, because of another, I've got a home of luxury this morning where mold and rust does not corrupt. I've got a home this morning where thieves cannot break in and steal. I've got a home this morning, my friend, that's going to last for eternity because of another, because of Jesus, and because of who He is. I've got a home this morning, my friend. I've got a mansion this morning, a home of luxury this morning. Here, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And it's not like a place we've ever seen. This morning, God gave us a little taste of going home. We saw that last verse together. Well, I can't wait to get there, can you? I know a little bit about it. I don't know a whole lot. I think about the story of Bathsheba. She come to see King Solomon, his riches and glory. And everyone told Bathsheba, he's got silver as the stones. He's got gold, he's got rubies and jewels, he's got camels, he's got servants, he's got a big old great mansion to live on. Hey, Bathsheba didn't believe it until she went to King Solomon. And as soon as she saw it, she said, hey, the half has not yet been told. She said, hey, all that I've heard about this wonderful place, it don't even equal the half of what you have. The Bible tells us a little bit about heaven, but it don't even tell us half of what's there for us, my friend. Can you imagine a place where the word cancer is not in existence? Can you imagine a place where sin's not has no room to roam? Can you imagine a place, hey, where there's no pain? Hey, there's a place you can run up and down the street of gold and don't have to worry about getting tired. And don't have to worry about hurting in the morning. Hey, there's a place, my friend, the temperature's always right. It's never too hot. It's never too cold. Hey, there's a place the sun's always shining. There's a place where no more pain and no more suffering and no more heartache. And we'll be there one day, my friend, because of another. I've got a home of luxury this morning. It's called a place. It's called heaven. Thank God because of another. We've got all this. I don't know about you, beloved, but I'm excited about what Christ has done for me. You can sit there and worry about all your problems and fret over your worrying and get gray hairs and get stress and get high blood pressure and go to the doctor and just take pills after pills after pills. Or now you could just sit there and think, because of another, I've been loved. And no one's ever loved you like God has. Because of another, I've been lifted. Not only does He love you, but He lifts you up out of the place He finds you and brings you to a place of serenity. He brings you to a place of peace. And because of another, we've got a life of leisure this morning. But we don't have it as hard as we should have had it. We don't have it as hard as we could have had it. We got a life of leisure. And now we got a home of luxury. My friend, our trailer is falling apart. It's going to have repairs. It's going to have paint. It's going to have windows replaced and air conditioning replaced. But thank God it's not where I'm going to live forever. Got a place in heaven that Jesus Christ has prepared. And thank God it'll never be demolished and never ruin and never rust. I believe what we're suffering over here is going to be worth it when we get over there. Because of another, we have all this. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank You for this day, for Thy love, for the one who's called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. We thank You this morning that we can trust in Him with every beat of our heart. And He'll never fail us. He'll never let us down. He'll always do what's right. And we thank You this morning, God, because of Him, You love us. It's not how good I am and what I could be, but it's simply because of Jesus. For Jesus' sake, You love us and forgiven us. Because of Christ, I've been lifted. I'm not been left in the same place where You found me. You've placed me in a wonderful church. You've given me a wonderful family, put a wonderful call upon my life to preach the gospel. And today I have a life of leisure. Now times get hard and times get rough, but it's not as hard and as rough as it could be because we have Christ to call on. And You're there to give us strength. You're there to give us grace. You're there to sustain us. And Father, we thank You for that place that we have, the home of luxury this morning. Only half has been told. We don't know the full story. But we know there's a place called heaven. Lord, we thank You for that. I pray, God, You'll bless the invitation time. Lord, as we'll play a verse on the CD, would you use what's happened here this morning to speak to our hearts and touch our lives and help us to realize because of another we have a greater life than we ever could have without Jesus. I pray, Father, one's lost and without Christ, they don't know You as their Savior. Lord, that they come this morning and ask the Lord to forgive their sins and come into their heart and life and save them. And the Bible says You'll give them everlasting life. You'll save them. You'll change them. You'll be with them. Help us now, I pray You would. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and we'll have our heads bowed and our eyes closed. As the invitation begins this morning, you just need to thank God because of another. We have all this. We have a home of luxury. We have a life of leisure. We've been lifted and we've been loved because of another. I want to ask you this morning as people's praying. I'll be praying for you. Let me ask you this morning. Would you be here? Would you be willing to raise your hand and say, "Preacher, you pray for me. I don't know Christ as my Savior. I'm not sure this morning that I'm saved and I'm right with God. If you'll just lift your hand for me, I'm the only one that will see it. I want to pray for you. I won't come to you. I won't call your name out. I won't embarrass you. All I want to do is pray for you this morning. Would you be willing to lift your hand and say, "Preacher, you pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm not saved." How about this? Would you be willing to say, "Preacher, you pray for me. I'm not what I should be for Jesus. And I want you to pray for me." I see that hand. God bless you. Here, another hand. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Folks, because of another, we can be who God wants us to be. Because of Jesus, we have what we need every day to live for God. The altar's open. It'd be a good day just to find your place and thank God for Jesus Christ. Because of another, we was born lame. Couldn't help ourselves, couldn't go to God. But because of Jesus Christ, God loved us. And because of Jesus Christ, God lifted us up out of the sin we was in. And because of another, God's given us a life of leisure. And because of another, God's given us a home of luxury. Hey, my friend, thank God this morning for who Jesus Christ is and what Christ has done for us. Because of another. If you're praying on the altar, you've got plenty of time. We're not in no hurry at all. We'll play another song. The altar's still open. There's still time for you to come and pray. There's still time for you to find a place and just thank the Savior for what He's given you. Today we're going home. Thank you. God for another. Another day to live for Jesus. Another Sunday to hear the gospel, to hear the word of God. Thank God for another day to go back home. Thank God for another chance to tell someone that you love them. Father, thank you, God, for this day that you gave to us.